The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
5 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. So glad you could join us for Hump Day, broadcast October 19, 2022. And, of course, again, the Credit Restoration Primer, which I have in my hot little hand right here. And if you're watching us on Rumble and Brighteon and you go to thepowerhour.com, you definitely can get a copy of this if you order more than $200 worth of products from the Power Mall. This is a $49.95 value, and it contains all the great stuff in there, like how to use Section 611A and how to fight debt collectors, which is one of the reasons why I have this book. It's been out since 1993. It's in its fifth edition. And we've got 10% off Miracle Skin products. That's the Helon and the Lamb Cream. Ron Sally will be joining us at the bottom of this hour to talk about those. And we've got 10% off North American Urban Spice products. Stephen Harkins will be on with us later in the week. And you can get a free shipping when you buy the colon cleanse set, which is the bottle of Oxy powder and the bottle of Latero Flora. And, of course, we apply the discounts at checkout. You don't have to worry about that. And if you want to make money with the Power Hour, the easiest way to do this is to get that 10% by becoming a Power Mall affiliate, because this is how we stay on the air, folks. Not only do we have the Give, Send, Go / the Power Hour for donations, you can also buy us a cup of coffee, or you can buy from the Power Mall. The neat thing about it is if you buy more than 200 bucks in the Power Mall, you're going to get my free book, and you can actually make money with it, helping people clean up their credit. Now, the Power Mall affiliate program, we're going to send you a link when you go to thepowermall.com or email support at thepowermall.com for more information. And when you do that, we're going to send you a link you put on your website or you send to your friends. You don't need a website to do this, but every time they shop there and they go through your link, we're going to give the software to track what they purchase, and you get 10% referral fee. Heck of a deal, isn't it? So that's one of the reasons why we have this. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Power Hour Nation. And, again, you can text us at 22828 Power Hour. Just put that in there to get our newsletter. If you don't have the email blast, you're missing out on a lot. And the Power Hour team members, Joe and Chad, we appreciate you signing up. They went through the buymeacoffee.com at the Power Hour and hooked us up. And we appreciate you. Prayers go out to everybody that's afflicted today. And we, of course, keep and appreciate all of our content and our listeners trying to keep this show on the air. It's most important. We like to take local calls, too. And on occasion, you know, there are information that's pertinent to what we're talking about in our discussion for freedom. And I've already told you about my involvement in Texas, which is the Texit, which is the Texas Nationalist Movement. And I'm the local coordinator for Bulverde Spring Branch. And I've got the coordinator, local coordinator for Bernie, holding on the line, Lisa Covington. Good morning, Lisa.
Oh, good morning.
And see, you have dual hats. I'm a talk show host, and you happen to be a counselor in the Northside ISD School District in San Antonio.
Yes, correct.
How long have you been doing that?
I have been in the district probably for a total of 9 years.
Wow.
And then a school counselor in other areas also.
Okay. And yep. So now was this a challenge deciding to get into Texit, or is this something that you've always been looking for that kind of an opportunity and you like the onboarding process like I did?
I love the onboarding process and meeting people. It was very easy. I am not originally from Texas. My husband is. And so I really became interested. He's known about Texit for years. I really became interested and then decided, yes, this is something I'm passionate about. When we were living in D.C. During 2020, with all of the political upheaval that was happening there, what they were doing in the field of education, and then just kind of seeing it spiral out of control, really, as far as just the federal government, how large it's gotten. So I've learned a lot about Texas. the history of Texas. And so it's just something I'm really passionate about because I really don't see the ability to rein in just the federal government as it is right now.
So did you have a chance to read the resolution from Edwards County Board of Commissioners?
I did, and I think that is a good first step. I think it's going to continue to grow. Like you said, I'm the local coordinator now, new local coordinator in Bernie, and I know that there is a ton of support out there. It's really just getting to everyone that's interested in it, touching base with them, and getting them involved. So I did read the resolution, and I definitely think there's going to be more areas that follow that.
I'm going to be printing up a bunch of copies of that and handing it out to our local politicians because they need to see what other counties are doing. And because of the fact you're in Kendall County, I'm in Comal, you know, we have two different sets of commissions to deal with. And so, you know, our voice is going to be heard, folks. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah.
But one of the other things I want to talk to Lisa about is something that's going on at the border right now that Governor Abbott, obviously, you know, I don't know how much in favor of Texas he is. I think he's a D.C. politician in my book, but everybody's got their opinion. I got mine. You got yours. And I'm just kind of looking at the fact that he has now vowed to crack down, which they have been doing. DPS, Border Patrol, everybody's been cracking down on this fentanyl issue going on. And because of the fact, Lisa, you're in the Northside School District, you are seeing this. And we were talking the other day about the possibility of Narcan being introduced into the schools to try to stop overdoses if kids happen to get a hold of this stuff while they're at on school property. Is that happening now?
It is. We have not gotten the official training about it. But yes, they are putting that into schools. And I would say Northside, or like to say that Northside, because they are taking such preventive measures in their district and taking it extremely seriously. We have not had any students or staff OD on fentanyl. And so they're doing that as a precaution. I know that Northside is, because they're taking it so seriously, we've been doing guidance lessons actually with students on fentanyl and just educating them as to the extreme dangers of it, how to identify it. Just, we've been also talking about vaping a lot. That's becoming a really large issue. And just educating the kids, making the staff aware. You know, kids think that vaping is not the same as smoking cigarettes, and yet it's even more damaging more quickly. So the district is being really proactive about it, and we're all taking it very seriously.
Yeah, that's good to know because Hayes County's lost four students already because of this. And I think there's it's all over the state. I mean, it's happening, and the kids are getting hold of the stuff. I mean, we're getting studies out now that more and more teenagers are turning to marijuana and smoking pot than they used to be. And so, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with the situation at the schools and how much peer pressure and everything else. And I think the kids just, you know, succumb to that. But what about CRT? Have you had any brushes with that?
Not here, no. We haven't. When I was in the D.C. area, I worked at Fairfax Community Schools, and there was a big push for that. And I was living in the D.C. area at the time, and being in that system, our school that I was at, per se, was not pushing it. But as a whole, it's very prevalent. And so part of the reason that we moved was just I couldn't be a part of that anymore. But yeah, I've seen districts that are pushing that. I have not seen that here in Northside.
Well, be glad that you're not up in Ankeny, Iowa, because the Ankeny Community School District just got a visit from one of the people that have been on our show from the Iowa Mama Bears. I don't know if you've ever heard of them, but Kimberly Reichs, 40 years old, she dressed up in a drag queen outfit and showed up at the school board meeting. And totally, you know, the board, of course, said, this is unauthorized. You didn't follow the correct protocols. And she's like, excuse me, you know, you've had these drag shows in your school and teaching inappropriate sexualized content. I figured, hey, in your face, baby. You know, so, I mean, this is one of the reasons why footage of the costume ambush just blew up online, as Kim had hoped. And like I said, they have been they literally have gotten people unelected off of their school boards. Yes. And so these guys are so proactive. I love them. I love having them on the show. So you haven't, I'm glad you haven't seen anything like that in the Northside ISD.
No, we have not seen anything like that. Now, in other districts, I did see that. I'm originally from Iowa, so I did see that. But at the other school district I was at in Arlington, Virginia, in the D.C. area, parents were protesting the pornography that they were putting into the libraries. And it was, you know, they were... I'm trying to think of the name. They're not comic books. I'm trying to think of what they call them, but it was like plain out just pornographic pictures, and the parents actually were going to the board meetings to express their concerns, wanting it to be taken out. And one of the parents started reading from the actual book that was at her child's high school and middle school library, and they stopped her. They would not allow her to continue because, in their words, it was inappropriate because children were present.
Oh, darn.
So that's how crazy it is. But being back in Texas, I mean, I don't want to see that start happening. And I have not seen that in our school district. They're still very much focused on education, you know, academic achievement. So
that's a good thing. Well, and with Texas, yeah. I'm hoping that we can really do and all we want, folks, is for the opportunity for the vote for Texas independence to be put on the ballot. That's the total objective.
Yeah.
It's a peaceful objective. And if as long as we can get that on there and get the legislature to agree and the Republican platform, 90% of them voted in favor of the two planks, 33 and 225. You can go look them up. And it basically says that we support a vote for Texas independence. You put it on the ballot, let the voters decide. If they do, we take it from there. So, you know, I just because of the fact we've got so much going on this morning, Lisa, I just wanted to thank you for your time and your calling and good luck with the Bernie group. And hopefully we'll see you. Yeah, we'll see you at one of our local meetups. So have yourself a quality week, what's left of it. And Godspeed.
Okay,
we'll talk
you.
Soon. You bet. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, there you have it. Lisa Covington, local coordinator for the Bernie Texas group, but she's also a middle school counselor for the Northside ISD. And I wanted to get down dirty in the local area so you can see what's going on, because Texas is being invaded, as are all the other southern border states. Fentanyl traffic is crazy. They're intercepting thousands of pounds of it. And so this is something we got to bring it to the forefront. If we don't talk about it, people just don't pay attention. It's like it goes in one ear, out the other, until somebody's kid that you know drops dead of taking it because it looked like Skittles or Sweet Tarts or some other crap they put out there. And China and Mexico have this little cartel thing going on right now. And I mean, we already know where the drugs are coming from. And the cartel, it's all about profit. That's it. In world news, very quickly, because we've got this massive amount of interesting topic conversation to talk about today. Sheriff Richard Mack will be joining us in the next hour. But in the meantime, we've got about 27, 28 stories here to talk about real quick. I want to touch base with you on the headlines before we go to break and bring Ron Sally on at the bottom of the hour. We are streaming for rebroadcast on Rumble and Brighteon, by the way. So if you want to see my ugly mug, you can tune in and you'll see the big Power Otter banner. That's how you know that you are dialed into my show. So we appreciate your support. And by the way, if you don't have a copy of this Victory for State Sovereignty by Sheriff Richard Mack, you know, we have them at the Power Mall and you can get them and distribute them. This is important. People need to understand just how much of a plus that Richard Mack has done for this country. Nord Stream. In the world news, 150 feet of Nord Stream pipeline has been destroyed by explosion. This according to Denmark officials. Now, the thing is, the intelligence service, the Danish armed forces, they went down there and looked. They know. Are they pointing fingers? No. Sweden knows apparently more than they do. They don't want to talk about it, which makes you wonder if because of the fact they're members of NATO, whether they don't want to squeal on other NATO members. Because right now, we are hearing reports that Vladimir Putin has declared martial law in the occupied regions of Ukraine as officials begin evacuating civilians from the city of Kherson, with a battle for control of the stronghold now looming. And of course, now what they're also saying is they are fearing that he is going to detonate a nuke over the Black Sea. So they're evacuating. It's pretty crazy what these reports we're hearing. We don't know how much truth there is to it. It's just reports we're getting in the Daily Mail, and the UK is releasing a lot of this. Two USAF F-16s, by the way, have intercepted two Russian bombers flying near Alaska before escorting them out of the air defense zone amid heightened tensions with Moscow. If you were watching mainstream media last night or anything remotely close to it, you've heard about the Boston University discovering or putting together another coronavirus strain from Omicron S that killed 80% of the mice that were injected with it. We have a story on here. Have we learned nothing? 40 new biochemical labs that handle dangerous viruses are actually being built around the world after the COVID pandemic, 15 of them in Russia alone. Why are they doing this? 40 facilities, biosafety level 3 or 4, either been built or gone into construction since 2020, predominantly across Asia. And they don't want to be caught flat-footed, but what are they going to do? What are they going to use this for? They want to destroy the world? They want to infect other countries and make them all sick? Yeah, this is the crap we have to contend with? This is pretty serious stuff, folks. You know, people need to be screaming about this stuff because it's our government's. Remember the old saying about the dish ran away with a spoon? This is pretty much what I'm talking about here. And, of course, now people are going to get very, very cold in the UK because at the rate in which utility prices are rising in the UK, back up to a 40-year high, the BBC has surveyed and has found a growing concern about the squeeze on finances, and people are actually delaying turning on their heating and just dressing warmer inside the house. It's pretty crazy. 47% were polled, said energy bills were the most significant increase in costs as seen by their household. Could we see it here? Well, some of you are. I know friends of mine in Florida are getting electric bills for $300 a month. My electric bills are under 100 because I've got an energy efficient SIPs home. Trains, by the way, about half the trains on the regional and intercity lines in France and Eurostar were running yesterday. They canceled most of them. Some services between London and Paris gone. Strike by energy workers spilled over into other sectors of the economy. There's some real mayhem going on over there, folks. Mile-long lines at gas stations. Yeah, it's happening. Yeah, I wonder what these people are going to do with this ESG garbage. All these governments are capitulating to ESG, environmental, social, governmental. This is just nuts. We already have all of what we need to survive here, and they want to do green. We're not ready for green. We have a story, as a matter of fact, on our science and technology about a guy that made a 15-hour trek to travel 178 miles in his electric vehicle. He had to stop and juice up his car, and one of them only got him 10 miles before the charge ran down. Yeah. So much for Nissan Leaf. See, I mean, what did it take you? 10 minutes to fill up your gas tank? And you can go how many hundreds of miles? This is what I'm talking about. They are not prepared for this. And, of course, Nouriel Roubini, you've heard about him. He was on during the 2008 financial crisis. They called him Dr. Doom. He is predicting great stagflation instability now because of everything that's been going on. Hey, guess what Sleepy Hair Sniffer Joe is doing now? He's going to release another 15 million barrels from our strategic oil reserve with more releases possible. Wow. Now, what are we going to do when we start having problems and we can't meet our demand and the prices skyrocket? You see, this is why your vote is extremely important. It is. And you don't want to be part of the problem. You want to be part of the solution, folks. So, you know, the last portion of the release from the emergency oil reserve, you know, to prevent price spikes, really. Floridians, by the way, since we're into early voting, are being arrested. And everybody's like, what's wrong with the state? Well, I hate to say it, but if you were a convicted felon and you went and you registered and somebody told you to register to vote and you went and did it during the 2020 elections, well, they're finding your name and number, and they're coming to your door with warrants. You can't, you know, no matter what they tell you, because the one guy that they busted, Tony Patterson in Tampa, says he couldn't believe it. He said, voter fraud, y'all said anybody with felony could vote, man. No. There's certain types of felons that cannot vote. And apparently nobody told these people that, so I don't know if it's going to be ignorance of the law is no excuse, or somebody said something at voting headquarters that they shouldn't have and misled the gentleman into believing he could register and vote. Early voting, by the way, is outpacing normal midterm election numbers. I think people are really trying to vote with their lives. And, of course, now Ralph Norman, who's a Republican congressman from South Carolina, is saying that congressman says that Biden's order to expand voting access has no legal basis, and he wants to know what the DOJ is doing to come up with a strategic plan on how to promote voter registration and voter participation. You know, where's the feds getting involved in all of this? I thought we had state laws for that reason, right? And, of course, Igor Danchenko, if you haven't already heard, he's been acquitted on all counts of the Steele dossier. Wow. And you really, you remember when you used to worry about going into nightclubs and having somebody spike your drink with a roofie? A Texas mother of two was infected with an incurable STD after a janitor at the doctor's office where she works stuck his genitalia in her water bottle and peed in it, and then she drank it. 11 other people have come forward and are being tested. Now the guy has been arrested. A janitor pees in her water bottle. She drinks it. Folks, if you leave a water bottle laying around or a drink or anything, throw it away, for God's sakes. They installed a spy camera in her office, and that is how they found out about Lucio Diaz, this 50-year-old janitor, sticking his genitals into her drink about halfway before tilting the bottle back and basically rinsing his privates in her water. I mean, this is pretty sick stuff, people. This is what it's come to in this country. Wow. Our moral conscience is really starting to drift here for the mainstream just because they think they can get away with it. And, of course, now an Oath Keeper is testifying his January 6th behavior was naive. Well, if it was naive, you know, maybe he should have sat there and talked about it. He pretty much admitted to everything. He's facing 6 years in prison. Remember what I said about 92% of all the people that are convicted? The testimony comes right out of their very own mouth, which convicts them. There you have it. And, of course, George Floyd's daughter is now filing a $250 million lawsuit against Kanye West over his recent statement about Floyd's death. Crazy, isn't it? All sorts of great articles on our email blast. If you don't subscribe, you don't get. So you need to sign up with that. Talk all about the surveillance state, various health issues, issues from energy and environment, garden farming, and how to start seeds indoors. We will be back with Ron Sally after the bottom of the hour break. Dave Krieger here with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon, Dave Krieger with you. We are streaming, of course, the day after on Rumble and Brighteon, so you get to see us in video format. Some of our callers, of course, don't have access to Skype, and our next guest is no exception because he has been to hell and back with Hurricane Ian down in Florida. Ron Sally, we've been praying for you that you were going to make it through all of this. How are you doing, sir?
We were just 100% protected, but just up the road from us, we had friends that just got totally wiped out.
Wow. Yeah, I heard it was
everything.
Yeah.
They lost everything.
Wow. I heard it pretty much, yeah, up to the second floor. Yeah, it rearranged the entire Southwest Florida Gulf Coast down there, didn't it?
Oh, it really did. But we were spared. We didn't get any damage to our home.
Well, good for you. I'm glad to hear that. And you're okay, and communication is back up and running, at least, because I know a lot of people were really in the dark, so to speak, because they had no way to communicate. Power was down, internet was down, everything was down. But we are doing this little thing with Ron Sally because of the Miracle Skin products we have, 10% off at the Power Mall. And, of course, anything you buy from the Power Mall, you get my credit restoration primer if you spend more than $200. And that's my way of celebrating our anniversary. I've been here a year. And Ron, I've had you back on the show a couple of times. And the thing is I use the lamb cream. I use Helon. And I'm getting results. We've gotten rid of spider bites. I mean, we're going to have testimonials like nobody's business, I got a feeling. And if anybody out there, 844-769-2944, if you have a testimonial and you are using this stuff, all the stuff from Miracle Skin Products, if you're using them, there's a reason why you're using them. One, because we have them on the Power Mall. Two, because we have people like Ron on to talk about it so that you understand when you go to the Power Mall to make a purchase, you do it with reason and logic, and you understand how the product works. And Ron, I'm so glad that you're okay and back on the show to talk to us about it. Now, of course, with winter coming on, everything gets dry, including your skin. This stuff really works there, doesn't it?
It truly does. We don't have that problem here in Florida that much, though. But, you know, the women still love it on their skin, especially when they get out of the tub or the shower.
Yeah, that is amazing. But, see, there are certain areas of the skin that are more vulnerable to dryness than in these colder climates. I'm just wondering if you could elaborate on that.
I didn't understand the question.
No, as far as the colder climates, I mean, people up there would be using it for something like that for dryness, though, right?
Oh, absolutely, because this was developed in Colorado where it was, you know, pretty dry up there. And we have many, many people that have used this for years and years, and they just can't get by without it. They love it. They keep it in the kitchen, the bathroom. They keep it in their cars.
And see, the thing is, folks, and we all are trying to do some of the habits that we learned during COVID, or maybe relearned during COVID. Now, I'm not talking about washing off your groceries before you bring them in the house and washing your shoes and wiping down the inside of your car with disinfectant. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about washing your hands. And what happens, because you don't want to get germs, you wash your hands all the time. And a lot of people use these antibacterial soaps. And all of this stuff basically saps all the natural oils left in the skin. Isn't that right?
Absolutely.
So as far as the best skincare regimen for the winter skin, yeah, we don't like crepey skin either, but what are you recommending these days, Ron?
Well, we use Helon for everything, but the lamb cream has just come to the forefront to help with so many different skin problems, nails, anything, dry elbows, anything like that. The lamb cream just resolves the problem. And it's
okay.
All natural.
Yeah.
It goes on so easily.
So the lamb cream, I know, you know, because we use it. I mean, we use it to help clear up acne, blemishes, all sorts of stuff. I'm curious, because the Helon, that's the extra strength stuff. And like I said, folks, if you have testimonies, you're welcome to call us up on the show here and talk to Ron about it and tell him how you used it and what kind of results you had. Ron, you've got some of your own testimonials, but first off, how did you get into making this stuff for people that have not heard this story?
Well, I lived in Colorado for so long, and our skin up there was so dry. And any time I'd get some kind of abrasion or cuts or things like that, I would try to get the products that were offered at the drugstores. Nothing really worked. And I had just enough knowledge with rheology, because I was a geologist in the Middle East for a while. We worked with drilling fluids. I had just enough knowledge of the rheology side of it, the fluid side of it, to make me dangerous. So I'd gone into researching these different ingredients that I could put together to maybe come up with a decent formulation. And Helon was developed in 1989. I have not changed one drop in that formulation. And I have to tell you, I am not that smart. I am just blessed. I just get these ideas, I put them together, and they work. For example, lamb cream. That was put together. I woke up one morning. It was Friday the 13th in February, 2009, if I remember right. And I sat up in bed and I said, I know how to make it. And my wife said, you know how to make what? I said, this stuff to get rid of laminitis for horses. So that's where the lamb cream came from. It was for horses that had no hope. When a horse has laminitis, every vet says, it's got laminitis, put it down. And we have solved that problem. And a lot of horses are alive today because of the lamb cream. But then we got into the people use of it, and it's used on, just about everything you can imagine. Fingernails. A lady, two ladies out in California decided they were going to after they shampoo their hair, take a little of the lamb cream and massage it into their scalp. And they said their hair was more manageable, the grays were fading, and I just can't praise it enough. I put it on my hair every day.
I heard about that. You brought that up before. My wife was asking me, hey, if I put this lamb cream on my hair, well, can I go blonde? I'm going, dear, you're a redhead. She goes, no, I want to cover up the grays. Will I go blonde? I said, oh, you want to dye your hair blonde now? What is this? I mean, is your hair blonde now, Ron?
It is. It is. And it was an amazing thing. I was doing something in the bathroom, shaving or something. My wife came through and she said, let me cut your hair. It just looks awful. It was just a little shaggy on the back. So she clipped it off of my neck and she threw it in the sink in the lavatory. And she said, oh, great Scott. I said, oh, what is it? She said, it's your hair. I said, what's the matter with my hair? She said, it's not gray anymore. It's blonde. My hair is like when I was 25 years old. Yeah, I'm blonde again. Now,
so,
you know, hair. I wish I could say it grows hair. Oh, I can't say that.
Yeah, I mean, who would have thunk that that would be, you know, the end result of just, I mean, it was virtually by accident, right?
Absolutely. I thought, you know, it's just good stuff. I'll just try it and see what happens. And I was dumbfounded.
That is amazing. And it turned your gray hair blonde.
I'm blonde. Today I'm blonde. And it's a nice looking blonde.
That's awesome. Not platinum either. Blonde.
Yeah, wow. Not platinum. I would say it was a cross between platinum and blonde. I don't know how to differentiate between the two.
Yeah. Well, see, everybody these days, you know, my wife is saying, why don't you just, you know, like you could have salt and pepper hair like Richard Gere. And I'm going, bad example of how I want to look. You know, especially at my age. So I don't know about that. You know, we have these conversations. Trust me, when the products come here and we're using them and we're putting them on bites and we're putting them on sores and we're putting them on skin rashes. I mean, I tore up my arm one day on a piece of steel sip panel. And 3 days later, using lamb cream, you could hardly tell I did anything to it.
Well, you know, I hear these stories all the time, and I tell people about it, and they say, oh, yeah, Ron, yeah. Where's your $25 million home down on the beach? Where are your Lamborghinis and Maseratis? How many garages do you have? And I said, well, we're not there yet, but we're getting there. But they don't believe it until they use it, and then they say, oh, this stuff really does work.
Now, your dermatologist, you actually had experiences with dermatologists recommending your product or snubbing product, or I mean, it's bad for business. I mean, I don't know how to take that, Ron. I mean, go ahead and tell me the story about your dermatologist buddy.
Well, some of the dermatologists, but primarily we have some doctors that do major surgeries like facelifts and things like that. That's when they use the Heal-On and the lamb cream. But we had some people, one lady had a brown recluse spider bite that I remember vividly, and the doctor sent her home with the, I think it was a Heal-On, if I'm not mistaken. I get them confused sometimes. Anyway, sent her home, and it was a Heal-On, and told her to put it on twice a day and to come back, and he said she came back in 1 week, and it was the size of a silver dollar with a brown recluse bitter on the cheek. And a beautiful lady, and she was so fearful she'd never be looked at again. And she came back in 1 week and asked the size of a dime, and another week, and it was gone.
That is amazing.
So he's never seen nothing that I understand. Nothing works on a brown recluse spider bite, but this stuff does.
Wow, and I know that Power Hour Jay, she has Jay's Corner, and I know that she's going to be including this in her upcoming blog post. And, you know, this is the Miracle Skin Heal-On stuff that comes in the little bottle. You shake it with every use, apply it to the end of your fingertip, rub it on the affected area. This is what we do. It's good for burns also. So if you happen to, you know, keep a bottle of that in the kitchen in case you get an oven burn, and it happens, sometimes you grab a pot, you don't realize, I got to get it out of the oven, and you reach in, you forget to put pot holders around your hands or, you know, the mitts, and you grab it, and you're going, oh, what was I thinking?
Well, it's true. And if they'll put a piece of ice on that burn first for just a couple of minutes and then put the heel on, that burn's finished. It's gone.
It's amazing how that works. And it was all just basically formulation out of the home, and you figured out how this whole thing works.
Yeah, a long time ago. As I'd mentioned, I do work with drilling fluids in the Middle East, and I knew just enough rheology of fluid philosophies as to develop something that works like this. And just enough chemistry to be dangerous, really.
Well, but the thing is, it's it's physician approved and recommended. And the thing that gets me is, I mean, we're talking about a whole list of stuff. Bed sores, I mean, that's incubus for those of you in the medical community. Blisters, cuts, wounds, diaper rash, bruising of soft skin, toe fungus, hemorrhoids, poison ivy. Hemorrhoids? Seriously?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
And I've had some doctors that tell me, hey, Anna, we don't want that stuff anymore. And I ask why. I said, I thought you were having great success with it. Well, we send it home with our patients and tell them to come back in a week, 10 days, and they call and say, we don't need to come back. Everything is fine. And then we're talking with dermatologists.
Yeah, they can't charge, you know. Yeah, can't charge if they don't see, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the way it works. That's how they stay in business, folks. You see, this is why we like the naturopathic type of formulas that we sell at the Power Mall. And again, you can use it even with the 10% off to build your $200 to get a copy of the Credit Restoration Primer and make some money with it. Now, as far as the number of years selling this product, how many testimonials would you say you've gotten, Ron?
Oh, I can't count them all. I've got ring binders in there full of testimonials. And people
wow.
say, oh, you just paid those people to say that. No, I didn't. I didn't. They said, well, nothing can be that good until they try it. And then they said, this stuff does work. So we're very proud of it. But I have to tell you, I'm not that smart. I'm blessed. I keep telling you that.
I get it. And now you also made a Miracle Skin Sugarfoot.
Oh, the Sugarfoot. Now, the name comes from my aunt raised me when I was a little kid from like 6 years old, 7 years old up. And she'd always say, come here, Sugarfoot, sit in my lap and tell me what's going on. So I named it after my aunt, who's long gone. But Sugarfoot is just incredible what this stuff does. But you can't walk across tile. You'll go down. I'm telling you, it's so slick, it's just incredible.
That's amazing. But, you know, you have it there and you can use it on dry, cracked feet. And, I mean, it literally moisturizes your foot, right?
Oh, it does. It does. And my wife just screams for it. Not all the time, but she says, you know, Sugarfoot me. And generally do it. We put it on just before she goes to bed, so she has the benefit of it staying on all night. Of course, she'll get a little off on the sheets, but not that much.
Wow. Now, here's the thing. We have a very limited number of the Miracle Skin Sugarfoot available at the Power Mall, so if you're going to order that, you need to hop online right now at thepowermall.com or call Jay at the Power Mall. You know the number. You should have it in your speed dial if you don't already and reserve some Miracle Skin Sugarfoot while you got a chance to do that. The Helon, I'm back on that again because I'm reading some stuff out of my show notes.
Okay.
We're talking about reducing swelling and soreness, muscle aches and pains, and increasing circulations in the arms and legs to eliminate cramps.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, there was a nurse in West Monroe, Louisiana, which is my hometown, and she was scheduled for carpal tunnel syndrome, and she started using the lamb cream, if I'm not mistaken, lamb cream, and eliminated that surgery. Just she didn't have to have it. Carpal tunnel
wow.
gone. And it was a major surgery for her. Going to put her out of commission for about 3 weeks.
Well, but I mean, eliminating cramps. See, this is the thing. The older we get, and people listening to the show that are older, and like me, on occasion, you look down at your feet, especially around your ankle bones, and you see all these dark spots, the circulatory issues, right?
Yeah,
and,
I don't have
them. Yeah, you don't have them. See, I know why you don't have them, Ron. Yes, because you're using your own stuff on your ankles to keep. I mean, it really does work for the capillaries and in promoting circulation.
It truly does.
Folks, now you got another reason to order it. I mean, you want to look good in heels, ladies? I mean, this is the stuff to use so that you're not worried about. Now, see, the thing is, we haven't really gotten into, like, scleroderma and stuff like that because that's some pretty complicated stuff. I'm not sure. Have you ever tested on scleroderma, Ron?
Not really.
Yeah, those are like your big veins that come swell up out of your leg. A lot of us have them. And so, you know, it's one of those things that sometimes you just have to go to a dermatologist or somebody that treats those kinds of varicose veins and scleroderma to clear that up. And see, I'm not saying that we can do everything, but I'll tell you, these products, I've used them. I have them. I just got another bottle of Helon PF. And I'm telling you, you will want this in your first aid kit. You just are. I mean, it's just the way it is because of everything that we're talking about on the show. And this is not an infomercial. This is actual a way to not have to use pharmaceutical drugs. And I hate it because most people, when they get a cold, the first thing they want to do is what? Pick up the phone, make a doctor's appointment, wait 2 or 3 days, get sicker, put on a mask, go to the doctor, have him look at you, tell you you're sick. You already knew that. And then he prescribes stuff to you that you now you got to go to the pharmacy or you got to wait for him to call you and tell you your prescription's ready if he calls it in. And now how many days have gone by? See, and if it has anything to do with skin conditions, you know, you have Helon and Lamb Cream right there, the Helon PF and the Lamb Cream right at your fingertips, and you could be putting that stuff on right away. So, you know, this is why we have these testimonials, folks, and this is why Jay's Corner and her upcoming blog post is going to be listing some of those testimonials and how they have helped prevent scarring and all sorts of other stuff. Now, you know you had one a while back about that scarring issue. You had a bad one, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. It was really, really bad. And I'm sure it was a Helon that I put on there and just eliminated it. But when the people have surgeries, for example, when the sutures come out and they put Helon on there, you can hardly see where the incision was prior to that. You just can't find it unless you know exactly where to look. Now, I have about 3 or 4 pharmacists here in Naples, Florida, that use these products for themselves, but they can't recommend it to anybody or they do lose their jobs.
I get that. I get that, Ron. As a matter of fact, we have people that are so active on our websites, they're actually on our chat, and they're asking questions about, have you had any testimonials wherein it's helped with dark spots on the face?
Oh,
I know
absolutely.
It's a big issue with people, so I want to get your response. And if you've got a little testimonial, I'd like to hear it.
Yeah, it worked. Now, every person is different. Every skin condition is different, but those dark spots will be reduced almost every time. Now, I'm not saying it'll make them go away 100%, but it'll sure reduce the appearance of dark skins. And I'm working on a formula now that gets rid of varicose veins. Oh, if I can do that and get these spider veins. Because I have a couple of places on my leg, not big, but little spider veins or varicose veins, whatever you call them. If I can get rid of that, we can help a lot of people. Ladies, be happy.
I'm just wondering, because I know that there are certain formulas out there that are somewhat naturopathic in the way that they're made, like DMSO.
Right.
And I had a naturopathic one time tell me, if you take DMSO and you mix it in with certain things that you want to penetrate the skin, using DMSO as a penetrating agent. I don't know. It's just a thought. I'm tossing it out there.
Well, that's dimethyl sulfoxide, and it's been around a long time. And I play with it every once in a while and put it in some of the product, but we haven't put it out there at a big scale. I'm still working on it. But DMSO is pretty good stuff.
That's what I understand. And he was telling me, you know, because a lot of people have these skin tumors, and basically what they call them is dermoid lipomas. And, you know, I've had one doctor looked at a lipoma, and he says, hey, he said, we need to go to surgery. You got a bunch of these. They need to come out. Another one looks at it and said, I could have taken that out right here in the office without putting you under. What the heck is going on here? Ah, I get it. Modern medicine.
Money.
So, you know, I understand. I understand. Yeah, I understand the concept about that, Ron, in trying to, you know, further your research about all of this.
Well, we just keep plugging away and helping people. We get some incredible testimonials back. And a lot of people said, that can't, you paid these people to say that. I said, I don't have to pay them. But hardly anybody believes these testimonials that I get. And they just get better and better and better.
Well, so the Lamb Cream, I also see from the show notes about relief of arthritis, tendonitis, psoriasis, and eczema.
Absolutely.
Eczema, that is a surface issue. I definitely can see a skin issue. But, I mean, arthritis, tendonitis, psoriasis is another skin issue. But the first two are a little bit more deep-rooted, but it penetrates the skin enough to do something with that.
It does, but every skin chemistry is different in each individual. So you just never know exactly how deep it's going to go or how quickly it'll work or if it'll work. More times than not, it will work. It will definitely help the skin.
Well, you know, with the winter months coming on, the less we're seeing is mosquitoes. But I'll tell you something. When the mosquitoes were out in my neighborhood, I was using that lamb cream a lot.
We have our share of mosquitoes down here in Florida, I promise you.
Yeah, I heard a lot of them might be infected. They might be genetically modified mosquitoes. Have you heard that story?
I have. I truly have.
So that doesn't freak you out because you've got all the products right there at the ready, right? Or you think that they're going to inject you with something that you're not going to be able to get rid of. I don't know, you know, because they're genetically modified, this stuff might actually work on them.
We don't know for sure. We keep plugging away.
Don't know if you try it.
We get so many good testimonials from, and for example, a long time ago, my CPA, who's a World War II bomber pilot, I don't know if I told you this story before or not, he's passed now, but he was my CPA, and I went in to take some papers to him for taxes or something one day, and he said, I went to my dentist, and he said, I don't have any more gum problems. And I said, well, that's incredible. He said, my dentist jumped all over me and said, what are you using? And I said, well, what are you eating? He said, I'm putting a little of the heel on my toothbrush and brushing my teeth. But he was the first guy. And I said, you're brushing your teeth with the heel on? He said, Ron, he said, my gums are perfect. I said, well, it says right there on the label, external use only. He said, I'll use that till I die.
That is amazing. See, because, I mean, you are rinsing it out of your mouth when you're done. So, I mean, you open your mouth, it is actually external. You're using it on your teeth and gums, but you do have to get rid of it. So you have to rinse it out of your mouth. But apparently it's got some healing properties that, I mean, that's a testimonial and a half for people that have gingivitis and stuff like that, wouldn't you think?
Oh, for sure. And if I get a little place in my gums, I'll put a tiny drop or two of heal on my fingertip and massage it into that area. And by the next day, it's gone, whatever the little minor problem was.
That is amazing. 10% off at the Power Mall right now on the Helon Miracle Skin products, the lamb cream, et cetera, et cetera. Ron Sally, thanks so much for joining us here on the Power Hour. And we'll talk to you soon. Take care and hope your neighborhood gets cleaned up.
Much appreciated.
You bet. All right. We're at the break. And as soon as we come back, Sheriff Richard Mack is going to be joining us with some CSPOA updates. I want to talk to him about what sheriffs are going to do during the election cycle. That's what I'm interested to find out. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us. We'll be back.
And trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com. or text Power Hour to 228-28. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.